My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Doug Harsh, Scott Anderson, 97.1 a ticket. Open lines 248-539-9797. Things are afoot in Major League Baseball this morning. The fact is, a lot of reporting going on about a lot of Tiger assets that could be moved. Flaherty remains the more likely of the two. Interesting from an MLB insider, though, regarding Scuba that we'll play for you today coming up at 10:38. We will get to your phone calls and feedback coming up. Let's get to Greg in Detroit, who's next on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Greg.
Sweet! Hey, guys. You guys are the greatest. Thanks for making me an educated fan and not an emotional fanatic.
Great.
I want to do the champ and chump, if that's okay.
Yeah, sure.
My champ is Brad Holmes for making that announcement on your show. We didn't have to get it from anybody else. We got it from the source, and we got it, and we gave it up. We didn't have to get it from anybody else. You guys got that exclusive. That was great.
It was cool.
And your response to it was even greater. Like, what? What did you just say? What?
Yeah, it wasn't us, obviously. Sure. It was the show prior to us. But, yes, Brad Holmes announcing on the radio station the Taylor Decker extension was kind of a surprise.
Oh, yeah, and that was great. That was wonderful. That's my champ. And, of course, Sheila Ford is always my champ. Just wanted to throw that out there. But my chump is the Olympic Committee, and this is me, for firing that guy for making a comment. And to me, it wasn't a firing offense. It just made a side little comment joke. It wasn't that serious. That's the difference between your granddad going to Vietnam and your dad going to Grenada. It was not that serious. Come on, I mean, golly, give me a break.
Is that what he said?
Well, he's no.
I don't even know. I honestly, Gator, do you know what he's talking about, Greg? We don't know who got fired.
It was the girls swimmers, right? It was the girls swimmers, and I think the Australian girls swimmers or something, and they were waiting on them. I think he made the comment that they had to get their hair together, or they had to get their something in pocketbooks or something that women do when they take forever. You know, just a comment that you would say about your wife when you're going through where she's taking forever. And so he made a comment in that regard. It's like, you know, they were taking a while, and he was like, well, they probably got to get their purse or do something to their hair or their lipstick.
Probably not a joke that's worth it, but yes.
Was it really that serious? I mean, but he got fired. Was it really that serious?
I don't know. Since I didn't hear it or the context, I guess I can't comment, Gator. I don't know if you have anything you want to add.
I do not.
Yeah, I didn't hear it. But thank you. We'll mark you down for your vote. 248-539-9797. Let's get to our champ and chump nominations. Gator, my champ of the weekend is Colt Keith, who went 4-for-8 in the games Friday and Saturday, had a triple and a home run, continues to impress at the plate. Not a great day yesterday, but nobody was great yesterday. Colt Keith, my champ of the weekend.
Hey, I'm going to give the guy some love. 3 home runs in 3 straight days. Javi Baez is going to give him the champ of the week. I recognize he did swing at a pitch that was way out of his own the other day, but 3 homers in 3 straight days is impressive no matter how you slice it, particularly from the number 9 position in the lineup.
Mm-hmm.
Hasn't been done by the Tigers since like the 20s, so nice job.
My champ of the weekend is I'm going to go with Oakhurst number 3. Beautiful course.
It's still your ball.
But I don't know if I've ever hit a ball off a tee.
When you had more confidence, that was a great shot.
Only to never find said ball. Yeah. That's my chump.
My chump is the Baltimore Orioles. Make a move already. Let's go. Your fan base demands it. You want to win the World Series? Hello. 313. Mm-hmm. There you go. Start dialing a number.
We await any news out of Baltimore. 248-539-9797. So anyway, we'll get to this insider's report regarding Scooble. The trade the Tigers did make, Carson Kelly shipped off to Texas for a pair of mid-level prospects. This obviously opens up a spot for the white-hot catching prospect Dylan Dingler, who's been in the organization for a couple years. His long journey to the big leagues could be complete. His plate discipline has improved to the point where he seems to be maxing out his offensive potential at AAA. They also get a catcher in Liam Hicks in return, who's basically replacing Dingler at the minor league level. They'll bump somebody up from Erie, and this guy will probably go to Erie. A relief pitcher, Tyler Owens, who throws mid to high 90s and is a strikeout per inning type of guy who has major league potential. They took something that was nothing and turned it into this reliever, is basically it, and opened up a spot for a catching prospect that could be here long term. It's a good move. You know, I'm not planning any parades over this trade yet. No need to print a shirt yet, but no, I mean, a good move.
I wasn't expecting much for Carson Kelly, and I think the best thing of trading Carson Kelly is that it's the roster spot, because here comes Dylan Dingler, and it's time for Dylan Dingler. He flat out deserves it. 25 years old, he'll be 26 in September, getting his first taste of Major League action. He's going to be brought up, and we'll see how he does, but he's deserving of it, man. Played 71 games this year with Toledo and hit 308 with a 938 OPS, had 17 bombs on the season, and he's strikeout rate is it's not terribly elevated. It looks like it's kind of average, 61 strikeouts in 71 games. It's a lot by the old standard, but by today's standards, it's not terrible. So I like to see this. I don't know what he is as a guy behind the dish. Can he manage a pitching staff? Does he have a cannon for an arm? All those things that you look for. But you know, it's been a few years. We've been hearing about him since he was drafted out of college. Let's see what he can do. And I'm excited for him, because to me, this is the deal. The deal is clearing the space for a guy that deserves to be up here.
From Bob, and get your Champ and Chump votes in, 248-539-9797. Bob writes in, Champ of the weekend is Lewis Hamilton for winning the Formula One race yesterday. Chump of the weekend is George Russell, who got disqualified for having an illegal car.
Too light.
Josh and Al Park, if there is any serious offer on the table for Flaherty, they would pull him from his start tonight. I tend to agree, and we made that point a little bit earlier in the show. If they had an offer on the table they would like, they'd be calling teams and say final offer. And that team, by the way, would probably be saying, yeah, don't start him. We will start him tomorrow. We will start him Wednesday. Another one here. Teams want to see him start one more time after his brief back flare-up.
I don't know if they do. I think teams would rather have the start for themselves than watch him start for somebody else.
I mean, I guess if you're not convinced and you want more evidence that he's okay, you'd want to see him start tonight.
I'm just curious if he gets traded today. Who the hell's going to pitch?
I know, right?
Went five innings. Was it yesterday?
Mm-hmm.
He went five innings yesterday. So it's not going to be Maeda. You had to go all bullpen again.
Yep.
And then
there's probably somebody down at Toledo who's been told.
Yeah. Beyond the ready?
Be on standby.
Lyle Larkart or whoever it is.
Yeah. Unnamed texter. So Flaherty is good enough for other teams to be interested, but not the Tigers longer term for what a sure thing like Mize or Torkelson was not very often.
No. Understand what Flaherty is. He's a rental.
Yeah.
Okay. So if you're a team that's winning right now and there's a pitcher out there on the market who's pitched as well as Jack Flaherty has this year, and he's going to step into your rotation and be your number two guy, of course you're going to make that move. If you're the Tigers... Look, do you think that Scott Harris is he ruining the day that he didn't give Jack Flaherty a second or third year on the contract? Maybe, but the Tigers took a chance on him.
Mm-hmm.
This is a reward. It's a reward for Jack Flaherty. Hey, we're giving you a one-year contract. And by the way, they paid him $17 million or $14 million, whatever it was. That's a pretty good chunk of change for 1 year to prove yourself. And to his credit, he proved himself. So I imagine the Tigers would be like, okay, we'd like to have you back, but... I'm sure they've had that conversation already. Jack probably has said, I want to test free agency. I'm having a great year. I can really get a big bang for my buck on the market here. Let's go.
All right, here we go. MLB insider John Morosi on MLB Network this hour kind of caught me off guard with this. Asked who's more of the two big pitching prizes out there, Tarek Skubal and Garrett Crochet, which of the two is more likely to get traded? Here's what John Morosi said.
Wow. So 50%. He thinks it's 50% and that it's a real, that they're really talking. That the Tigers and Orioles are really talking. That's 50% chance that he gets traded.
He said it's in that ballpark. That surprises me that it's that high.
Well, you know how I feel with percentage. I feel like everything's 50-50. Either it happens or it doesn't. But I understand that the premise here anyway. I mean, because you're not wrong either way. It's too easy to do. But The real salient part to me is that there are conversations that are still taking place. Now, if the Orioles, the question is, are the Orioles just talking about Skubal or are they talking about Flaherty? That is something that we don't know, and I don't know if the reporting said that.
I mean, he said around 50% that Skubal gets traded.
Yes, but because I think he's basing that off of that he's got knowledge that the Orioles and Tigers are talking. Well, but are they talking that specifically about Skubal? That I don't know if we have for sure.
He actually tweeted out this morning, they are still talking about Skubal.
Okay, then.
Yes, it is Skubal. It's about Skubal. And I think he said in the beginning of the cut, it's about Skubal.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
That surprised me it was that much. That feels like a shift. That feels like Baltimore might be listening to Detroit's asking price, which is an amazing, a bit of a stunning change of approach to this. Around 50%? It felt like this whole thing was a less than 10% chance.
Okay, so let's examine that. If we want to look at 50%, what tips it in the favor? Are they like, have they made an offer and the Tigers are like, okay, and if the and is because they haven't offered Jackson Holliday, is Jackson Holliday nuked the deal? Or is it something that they're looking at more than just Jackson Holliday?
I think it's got to be more than Jackson Holliday. And
well, Baltimore obviously it'd be more than Jackson, but I'm saying, do you think that the Orioles have said, all right, we'll give you Jackson Holliday and our number 8 prospect? And the Tigers are like, got to be more than that. Or do you think that they've offered Kobe Mayo and a couple other guys in their organization, but not Jackson Holliday?
Yeah, it's possible the Tigers wanted Jackson Holliday thrown in with what Baltimore was talking about. And now, I'm just complete wild speculation. Jackson Holliday, for people who don't know, is considered the top prospect in baseball, shortstop, middle infielder guy. Matt Holliday's son. If they said, well, we'll take everything else off the table but throw in Jackson Holliday, that might be, well, now we're talking, but we don't want everything else taken off the table. I mean, the Evan Petzold of the Free Press, his trade proposals for Tarek Skubal were blockbuster deals. were deals that would make you say, yeah, I think we got to take that.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I'm afraid when I see that stuff in writing that it's too much.
And that you end up with a letdown if it's not that much.
Yeah.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges. And acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
If you want the real story behind the NFL, you need the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. Three-time Super Bowl champ Mark Schlereth breaks down the biggest plays, the biggest games, and the untold stories that make this game what it is. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.